setting up a PC like this is very much like moving into a new neighborhood. Everything is unfamiliar, and you kind of have to get used to the way things are. And once you get all this stuff done, you can start installing all the software that you use all the time onto your PC. And I kind of compare that to moving to a new house and putting in the furniture the way that you want it and making it look like home and doing all of the different little things that you need to do. It's just something that for a while it's a bit of a nuisance, and especially if you got a really good firewall installed and you've got software filtering installed, it's going to bother you every time that a new piece of software comes in, and it's going to say, do you want this to access the internet? Do you authorize it or do you not authorize it? Do you block it? And it's going to keep asking you this kind of stuff until you tell it for every piece of software that accesses the internet it's okay to authorize, or maybe it's not okay. Generally, it's going to be okay because by this point you've got the firewall installed, you've got your antivirus installed, and you've got some other things installed, and everything is pretty well set up. So it's just double checking to be sure that the software that it puts on your machine is going to be able to access what it needs to. And at the same time, it's going to keep the bad stuff out. Also, one thing that you're going to need to install, if you've got a spam filter, which I do, I use SpamNet. I have the version for Outlook Express. They do have it for Outlook, and I believe I got other versions for other types of email clients. When you access your email for the first time, you're probably going to have to install any spam catchers, and that's something that is definitely something you're going to need to do. And hopefully you've got all of your software and all of your emails that contained all the license numbers and the activation keys and all that stuff stored somewhere so that you can get to it. If you don't, you're going to be running all over the web trying to find a lot of stuff that you had on your other machine. So that's something that really needs to be planned for, is just have all this stuff available, and it'll go a lot smoother. Another thing that's going to happen is eventually you're going to have to upgrade your version of Windows to the most current Microsoft version. Generally, if you've got Service Pack 2, it's not going to be too much of a problem. But if you have a PC that maybe you bought from somebody else and it still has the old Windows XP Service Pack 1 on it, for example, then you're going to have a lot of upgrades to do. And that's going to involve going into Windows Update, and even Windows Update itself is going to have to be upgraded because they've done some work on that. So that's going to be a long, involved process. It generally is a bit of a nuisance, but once you get caught up with all that, then it generally keeps track of itself if you've got that set up. Some people don't like Microsoft to just come on your machine and do its own thing. Some people like to have some control over it, so that's something that's going to need to be adjusted also. And then your podcatching software, if you use it, is going to have to be installed and adjusted. So that's something that is definitely going to be a must. And if you've got any other drivers for any other software that you use, you're going to have to put the drivers on before you put the software on. For example, if you use OpenBook, you're going to have to put your scanner driver on first, and then OpenBook is going to take a while to install. And it's very particular about how it does it. It's pretty painless, but it is time-consuming. So there's a lot that's involved in getting a new PC up and working, and it's not an easy thing, and it's not a fun thing, but if you just kind of wade through it, it'll happen eventually. It's just one of those things. It takes a while for you to get settled in with a new machine. Even if your keyboard looks similar, there are going to be keys on there that are different, so you're going to need to figure that out too.
If you work from home, then, of course, all of your work-related stuff is going to have to go on your new PC if you plan to use that PC for work. Most of the time, all of the work-related stuff that you would need would probably be in one place. And one thing that I liked
when I was working was that I was able to put a lot of my work stuff on there, because by the time I got my internet connection working and everything, I was able to go up to one place and download everything. Granted, some of that stuff was really big. I think it took about half a gig of software for my PC to get all the work stuff on there, because we had a terminal emulator, we had Lotus Notes, we had Lotus Smart Suite, we had, I don't know, what else. And it just took a while. We also had our AT&T network client, which was the thing that hooked the PC up to the company's intranet. And that was definitely a must. If you're going to put all of your Lotus Notes stuff on there, you had to be hooked up to the intranet first. So everything had to be done in its own sequence. And that was just something that was required. And it took a lot of time. I would spend hours. Every time I got a new PC, I'd spend hours installing all this work stuff. So one of the good things about doing this now is, no, I won't have to put all that stuff on there, which will be really, really nice. But it still is a lot of stuff. When you do podcasting and you do things like Studio Recorder and other things, you really have to take the time to install this stuff. And it really is a lot of stuff. If you have any financial software like check writing programs, you're going to need to put that on there. And then you're going to have to set up your printer. Now, that's another little goodie that's if you have a printer that has drivers, and most of them do, then you have to set up your printer drivers. It's just amazing all the detail that goes into setting up a PC. You just don't think about it until you actually have to do it. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson at sbcglobal.net. That's SBCGLOBAL.